So stand by for more of the action, the excitement, the adventure of the Old West. As from out of the West rides the West's most fearless and daring character ever to ride out of the Old West. His name? Tombstone Bogardus. Scourge of Pahrump.
Shut up, you mule! Get going there, you mule!
My name is Tombstone Bogardus. And being the roughest, toughest hombre in these here parts, my word is law and Pahrump. Yes, sirree, Bob. When I talk, everybody listens. I can even sway a man even with my back turned. Swayback Bogardus, they used to call me. But I'm just a-sitting here on the front porch, engaged in my favorite pastime, whittling. Guess I whittled a little too deep. Well, it all begun on a day just like this. It was 110 in the shade. In fact, a feller could fry an egg on top of his head. Think mine's about done now. But then I opened the newspaper and I was shocked to find out that the Lone Ranger had been shot by his faithful Injun companion, Tonto. Seems that after all these years, Tonto found out that chemo shabby really means stupid. Well, I can't say I blame him, but I realized that this meant they'd be needing a new Lone Ranger. Sure enough, I turned to the Help Wanted ads, and there was the ad. It read, "Wanted, one Lone Ranger, must have own horse, willing to travel, salary, $6 a week, and all the cheese you can churn." Well, it looked mighty promising, and I figured I could always pick up a few extra bucks doing television commercials. So I applied for the job wearing a mask. I rode down to the Pahrump office of Bookham and Rookham, the Western theatrical agents, and I took off my mask. Then I put it back on. And they told me they didn't need any horror shows. Told my horse Uranium did a little soft shoe dance for them. And then, not to be outdone, I took off my shoe and did a little hard sock dance. Then they asked me to read some lines.
I'll go with you, Sheriff. But first I'll have to shave Grandma. First I'll have to shave Grandma!
One lousy line and I have to louse it up. Well, just before Bookham and Rookham threw me out of the office, I heard the words that every cowboy actor dreads. Don't call us. We'll call you. Wait a minute, I'll try that again. Somebody loused up the sound effect door. Stand by. Oh. Don't call us, we'll call you. Still on the air? Oh. After that, I couldn't get a job anywhere. I tried every ranch in this neighborhood. I even tried Marilyn Monroe. I like that neighborhood, too. Finally, they offered me a job counting cattle at the B Bar X Ranch. Now, most fellas count them by the head, but I did it the hard way. I counted all the legs and divided by four. But then one day I goofed. It wasn't my fault, though. One of them critters had eight legs. In fact, it turned out it wasn't really a steer at all. It was an octopus. How he got in there is more than I'll ever know. But then it hit me! It wasn't really an octopus either. It was that old cattle rustler, my arch enemy, the only man in the world with eight arms, Billy the Squid. Of course, with eight arms, he was naturally the quickest man in the draw in all Pahrump.
Well, it looks like Tombstone has really put his foot in it right up to his neck this time, doesn't it, gang? Will he use the only course open to him? Or will he play golf on some other course?
Will he outwit the notorious, desperate Billy the Squid? Is Gary Cooper really a tall redwood tree?
Would you like to be queen for a day?
Will Luella Parsons wrestle Baron Leone? Listen next week for Tombstone Bogardus, co-starring with the ever-popular young Western star, Rose Bush, in The Sweetheart of Sigma Zort.